producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I just had about a 1,200-calorie breakfast. I really shouldn't have done that. But, OMG, now I need to feel like I need to work it off. And, you know, the average Kegel only burns about maybe 5 calories a minute. So I'm going to be really, really sore by the end of this show. Man, well, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll be very, very energetic today because I really got to burn this off. I was just hungry. I woke up and I was just hungry. I what is wrong with me? I don't know if it's because it's cold. I don't know if it's because the cat was talking to me in his sleep and was, you know, talking about fish and chicken and birds, and so I woke up hungry. I don't know. I really think the cat communicates with us when we don't sleep. But my guess is it's hormones. I think I'm starting to go through a little bit more of the change. I've started, you know, changing since my 30s. Okay, you know, you can see it. You can see it in the pictures. You know, I just slowly start looking more like my mom and grandma as each day goes. I'm like, no, stop. I love my mom. Beautiful woman. Grandma was beautiful, but I don't want to look like them now. Not now. I'm supposed to be young and sexy. But this was an interesting email I got, kind of on the hormone thing. Doctor, I'm at my wit's end. I'm miserable. I'm about to leave my husband. I'm currently in menopause, and I don't think he's the reason I want to divorce him, but every day he makes me mad, and I can't stand him. When does menopause end, or does he really deserve it? She kind of goes into some of the things that he does. And, you know, this is kind of interesting. You know, a lot of women hate their husbands, okay, by the time they're middle-aged. You know, this midlife crisis a lot of guys go through. Sometimes it's our fault, and I hate to say, you know, that's a woman's fault when a guy cheats. But many women at this point, okay, you know, we, you know, tell our husbands that they're sleeping on the couch and we'll never have sex again. Many of us stop sleeping with our husbands. I mean, come on, ladies. Many of us, you know, we really, really lash out. And, you know, of course, here's a nice young, oh, you're the king of my life. Of course they're going to get tempted. You know, I mean, even me, I have to remember to, you know, compliment my husband. I spend all day trying to prove him wrong and trying to prove how I am smarter and superior and how I was always right and he was always wrong. I mean, how much longer is he going to put up with that? But let me tell you something, okay? Let's say he really does tick you off. Let's say you just don't like him anymore. I'm going to tell you, it's anonymous, the email. She doesn't want her name out there. I'm going to tell you right now, don't leave him because you're not going to do better. Now, she goes into saying they've been married about 30-some years. I've been married 19 years to Corey, okay? We're going to be celebrating our 19th anniversary this week. And so I know, honey, I'm sore because of all the Kegels. I ate a 1,200-calorie breakfast, so sorry I'm sore. No headache. My husband deserves a nice night of romance, okay? Hopefully there's a sexy movie on, but anyway. No, okay, where was I going with this? Okay, yeah, so don't leave your husband because you're not going to do better. Okay, trust me. Now, if your husband hits you, beats you, you know, cheats on you, okay, that's one thing. But if he's just there and he's put up with you for 30 some years, and I'm not saying this to criticize you, but think about it. How many men out there will stick that many years to us women? How many? I mean, I still am blown away by my husband just actually coming home every day. You know how many thousands of homes he drives by coming home from work? He could just say to heck with it and go into one of those homes. There's empty homes. There's empty apartments. Tons of empty apartments saying for rent, for rent, for rent. You know how easy it is for him to just take a few $100, put a security deposit down, and say, I'm going to just live here. And he does it. He comes back home to me. Now, a lot of us women think, no, wait a second. One of the ones, I'm single. These guys out there, they just want us. They are, you know, guys want sex. Guys want women. There's plenty of guys that want us. No, they don't. Look at yourself. I look at myself. Do you think there's men out there that want me? No. What they want are like Beyonce or Britney Spears. They don't want us hags. No. Again, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm not calling you a hag. But I mean, I'm in that same boat. Okay? I mean, I am a used tire. And Lord knows my tire has a lot of miles on it. It's all frayed. You know, it's flat and lumpy in a couple areas. So, no, if I decide during menopause to get up and leave my husband, I am going to be very disappointed because the men are not going to be in line to go out with me. And by the way, chica, the men aren't going to be Channing Tatum and Michael Fassbender and Viggo Mortensen and everybody else we fantasize about it. Denzel, Han Solo, who else do I, Legolas? No, okay? Those are not the Captain America, no. No. Okay? So you need to stop. You need to appreciate what you have. Maybe you need to go to some marriage counseling, but what I would do is I would step it up, and I would make sure that he doesn't leave you. You know, we women think we control the relationship all the time. No. You have no idea if he is just seconds away from saying, to heck with this, I'm out of here. So I would get into a marriage therapist, and I would beg his forgiveness for all the snarkiness and insults and disrespect that you gave him. Tell him, you know, he's going to have to kind of, you know, step it up and, you know, be a little bit more lovey-dovey and understanding. But you guys are going to have to work through this because you dump a husband of 30-some years, you're not going to get anybody like that back. No. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Many of you guys are getting flu shots in the workplace, and that's great. Yet the CDC is warning that some of you guys are reusing the syringes. Okay, now, you know, I loved my coworkers and, you know, your cubby buddies, but don't be sharing flu shot syringes. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about dogs and kitty cats, where if you're thinking of a Christmas gift, do not hand somebody over a dog or a kitty cat. They will hate you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and Wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is kind of concerning. UCSF has suspended their living donor program following the death of a kidney donor last month, not the kidney recipient. We're talking the kidney donor, the healthy person going in to donate the kidney died. So they suspended their program until they could figure out what the cause of the death was. The recipient is doing well, thank God. He's doing great. Dr. Stephen Katznelson, Medical Director of California Pacific Medical Center's Kidney Transplantation Program itself in San Francisco, called the donor's death a nightmare scenario. And the reason behind the death is still unknown. It could have been due to the organ procurement surgery, an underlying medical condition, or some other reason. As per a statement by the UCSF, they are not going to discuss the case further, and the patient who has received the kidney transplant is doing well. Dr. Stephen added that there was always the association of death with the person, whether weak or healthy, who was undergoing general anesthesia. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we want to encourage people to be organ donors, all right? And, you know, many of you can offer to do that if you are in an accident. You are considered brain dead, yet your organs are still healthy, and then, you know, you offer to donate an organ at that point. But when you're healthy and you're like, all right, I want to give dad a kidney, I want to give brother a kidney, et cetera. You know, many times you are, you are thoroughly screened to make sure you're healthy enough for the surgery, and there are risks with anesthesia. Rare, but there are risks. And so, you know, it's really tragic when you hear that a healthy person going in to give a kidney, which is exactly what we want, dies, because now you have less people, you know, wanting to give kidneys when they're, you know, healthy and alive and walking. They say generally kidney transplants are from deceased donors only, but those who receive kidneys from living donors are more likely to have better outcomes. It has been reported that the risk of death associated with kidney donor following surgery is 0.03%, or 3 deaths in every 10,000 cases. And again, it could be post-op complications, pneumonia, blood clot, things like that. Because, I mean, again, you're having a surgery. According to the Organ Procurement and Transplant Network, 2 kidney donors died at U.S. transplant centers in 2014, and 2 deaths, including the one at UCSF, they have been recorded in 2015. According to UCSF officials, the UCSF has performed more kidney transplants overall than any other center in the country, with more than 10,000 since 1964. So every year they perform about 350 kidney transplants, involving about 150 living donors. UCSF will no longer be conducting the donor portion of the transplant surgeries. They will still transplant kidneys from living and deceased donors into recipients. So what they're going to do is they're going to step back from the donation organ procurement process. So, you know, again, if they are the institution that follows most of, you know, that you know, does most of the donations and kidney surgeries, then, of course, they're going to seem to have a higher number than others. So we'll keep you posted on this. It's, you know, they usually do it laparoscopically, or it's not open. It's called a laparoscopic donor nephrectomy. So they are able to remove the kidneys, and they were able to do this using those little portals, having a scope in there, and be able to remove it without doing a big, large operation. These laparoscopic surgeries limit the risk of death, limit the risk of infection, and they've done very well. Remember I told you some surgical centers are able to remove kidneys from the vagina. So you don't have to have a big, huge scar. And I mean, well, some of us don't, you know, may care about the scar, but the rest of us don't. And so it's, they're able to do amazing things now, but it's not without its risks. Very mild, very minimal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so it's holiday time. And what we are coming to find out is 50 million Americans still haven't even started their Christmas shopping. Nearly half of the country hasn't finished. A poll conducted last week found that less of a third of shoppers had completely finished their shopping. It also found that despite retailers rolling out the discounts, shopping patterns at this stage are nearly the same as last year. Half of Americans are too busy to shop. Polls found 45% had not finished shopping this year. Now, this is interesting. Remember I told you, and I'm not sure what the numbers are yet, you know, coming out on how Black Friday did, but year after year, and, you know, we blame the Internet, Black Friday is not as big as a economic explosion as we expect it to, because a lot of people go, well, I'll just shop online. And the need to be at a store in the middle of the night in freezing weather to be there when it opens starts to be less of an issue. Then Monday rolls around, and yeah, there's Cyber Monday, and people are like, you know what, the coupons will be there. You know, most of us are still in a recession. The coupons will be there, so there's no rush. But yeah, Christmas comes fast, guys. Christmas is coming fast. So you have less people willing to shop. You have a lot of people also, like it says, too busy to shop. That's my case. I can't take off work from now until Christmas to shop or after Christmas, the after Christmas sales. You think I could? No way. The day after Christmas, we're open. You know, I'm doing my show. I'm at a clinic, things like that. Although I'm probably going to be playing a replay day after Christmas. It's not an easy time for any of us. So I'm a little nervous because most stores, most companies need this Christmas push in terms of income because that's what, you know, helps launch them into the slower January, February time. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why we make a real big deal about Valentine's is January and February are very slow retail months. That's why sales have to be big, et cetera. Oh, I haven't finished, you know, Christmas shopping from last year or the year before. So, we're definitely seeing less people shop. I mean, again, there's a lot of shoppers, but the degree that we would have expected, you know, with millions of Americans shopping, not happening. You know, and I'm hearing a lot of my, you know, patients are saying, you know, the family made a pact that we're not going to buy gifts for everybody this year. We're just going to, you know, eat at mom's house and, you know, go from there. Why? Because the family, they're having trouble with money. So to buy little Johnny and them and get, you know, it's tough. So it's definitely different. I think Christmas is definitely changing. Now, what some of you are doing, okay, and you think it's the perfect gift ever, is you're giving a little baby dog or a little baby kitty. And you think that is the cutest gift and the nicest gift you could give. And I got to tell you, the first time somebody hands me a kitty cat or a puppy dog, I am like, oh, that's awesome. And trust me, we have rescue animals in our house. So we love animals. But you need to be very careful on who you're deciding to give an animal to. Many of you guys have litters of cats, litters of dogs, so you go and you hand out the puppies for Christmas. That's great. But you need to make sure the family is ready for this. Okay? You need to make sure they have time. For those of us that work 12, 14-hour days and we're never home, probably not the best house to have an animal. Yes, cats entertain themselves, but I still get nervous. I still want somebody checking on them because they're my kitty cats. You know, they're my little baby kitty cats. Dogs need to be walked. You know, it takes training. You know, I mean, Shaky Boo was trained, you know, to go pee-pee in the, potty box. Okay, you know, but he just decided that he wants to go pee-pee house. We call it pee-pee house because it's too difficult to say quit urinating, you know, on the carpet or quit urinating in the closet, quit urinating in the... He doesn't understand that, so I just go pee-pee house, and he knows exactly when he starts to run because he knows I am really mad that he did pee-pee house. He knows. I mean, please. Sometimes what I do is the dress that he peed on, I, you know, make him smell it. And I go, that was very, very bad. Very bad Shaky Boo. And he's like looking at me like, the dress was ugly. It's so last season. And then I'm like, oh, no, you didn't. And he's like, aha, I did. And then it gets pretty bad. But anyway, animals need grooming. You know, Sashi, one of our kitty cats, Sashi, oh, she's such a dude. She's so pretty. You know, but she's got a little junk in her trunk. And she's kind of a big cat. And her tushy's kind of big. Don't tell her I said that because she gets them in. So she cannot knead out the hair. She's like a Persian cat. She was a rescue cat we got from the pound. Gorgeous black Persian cat. And she has all these knots around her tushy. She can't reach them. So you got to groom them. Yeah, just tushy knots. And then money. It takes money to, you know, so, you know, you decide to hand, you know, an animal. And by the way, you know, I really like having some sort of insurance, okay, you know, for your animals because it really hurts me when I see patients go, yeah, my cat's sick, but I can't afford to do anything. Like, no. You know, and you try to find them resources and all that. And, you know, so, you know, but when you look at food and when you look at grooming and when you look at throwing away the stuff they peeped up, and when you look at, you know, the time off work that you take when they're sick, okay? You know, make sure it's somebody that can handle that. Also, make sure the cats are safe. All right? Make sure they don't run away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, or the doggies, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who's working the dials. Unfortunately, we have some really bad news that happened in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas. There was a woman, 24 years old, who intentionally plowed into a Las Vegas Strip crowd right outside the Miss Universe pageant, leaving one dead and 37 injured before she drove away with a toddler in the back seat. She had a 3-year-old in the back seat. And what I heard is she ran into the crowd multiple times. Now, her name is Lakeisha Holloway, 24 years old, of Portland. She is in police custody at Clark County Jail. And Jessica Valenzuela, 32 years old, of Buckeye, Arizona, who was visiting Vegas with her husband, died in the crash. We have six victims that were initially in critical condition, but thank God they're now stable. I believe they all went to UMC, University Medical Center. Four others had been treated for minor injuries. Three remain in critical condition, still at UMC. Also, Oregon college students. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Deputy Brent Zimmerman said this was intentional but not considered an act of terrorism. She is accused of murder, child abuse, neglect, and failure to remain on the scene of an accident, according to jail records. She is being held without bail. I believe Child Protective Services has the child right now. Prosecutors say they expect to file murder charges and other counts against the driver. He drove a, they say, she drove a 2,000-pound-plus motor vehicle intentionally onto a sidewalk, killing and injuring scores of people. That's murder. On Monday, Clark County Coroner John Funnenberg said Jessica Valenzuela, 32 years old, of Buckeye, Arizona, died in the crash. The coroner said the suburban Phoenix woman was visiting with her husband, and the cause of death, the autopsy, is pending. The incident took place about 6:40 p.m. on Sunday in front of the Paris Hotel and Casino in Planet Hollywood. This is kind of where the 2015 Miss Universe beauty pageant had, and that was not without its drama, too, as we're going to talk about. So it was a horrific sight, as you see multiple paramedics and EMS there, traffic stopped, crowds watching. They said they saw bodies flying all over the place. You know, the car was on the sidewalk twice, including once when it traveled for 200 feet, then the car went onto the sidewalk near the restaurant at the, near the Planet Hollywood, then again at the driveway entrance at the Paris Las Vegas Casino. They don't know what the motive is. Now, Lakeisha Holloway's cousin, Holloway's cousin, said this is not like her. She's a very successful woman. She's obviously successful. She's an overachiever. It's not like her character. So, again, they are looking to see if there could be alcohol on board or drugs, etc. And then there was a little kid in the car as well. She had been staying in Texas until recently, but upon her return to the West Coast, one of her family members said they noticed a change in her character. I've never seen my cousin like that. Her whole attitude changed. She was having problems down there. When she came back, she was different. You know, and that's kind of odd in that, I guess it was a 1996 Oldsmobile registered in Oregon. You know, again, you know, you want to kill yourself or whatever. I mean, please don't have a kid in the car. And two, don't try to take people with you running into them. But it doesn't sound like it. I mean, she ran into a crowd. Now, for those of you not familiar with the Las Vegas Strip, one thing that makes us very, very nervous, because this happened before, where somebody drove into a crowd, just drove into a crowd, which is why, you know, I bring this up all the time. You know, people's cars could be deadly weapons. You know, everybody's all worried about guns and trying to control guns. How do you control the people behind the wheel of a car? That's a 2,000-pound weapon. And the Las Vegas Strip has grown beautifully. We call it the Resort Corridor. And you see thousands of people walking up and down the Strip. And, in fact, that's what I was planning to do Christmas Eve. And, you know, I still plan to do it, okay? I love the Strip. I love walking up and down it. But every time I take my kids down there and we go to either the Coca-Cola factory or M&M factory or whatever, you know, I have the kids walk as close to the building as possible. It's interesting. You know, when you're in New York, okay, you don't walk very close to the building or the alleyway. You want to walk closer to the side of the street, so you're less likely to be pulled into an alleyway. Whereas with Vegas, I tell everybody, walk closer to the building, because there's somebody who could be drunk or whatever jumping the sidewalk and hitting the pedestrians. And it's just a different way of safety out here. And so well done to our first responders, well done to UMC Hospital, and you know, how quickly they were able to work on the people in critical condition. Well done to the witnesses and the people surrounding that, I'm sure, helped and jumped in. But crazy stuff. And you need to be aware. The big problem we have with Las Vegas is it's gorgeous and it's beautiful, and so you're looking around. You know, I was always told, whenever you're in New York, don't sit there and look up at the skyscrapers. You don't want to look like a tourist, okay? You walk where you need to walk. You can do all your looking later. Well, but in Vegas, I mean, how could you not look at the lights? How could you not look at the Bellagio Fountain or the, you know, Mirage volcano? So my suggestion is make sure you're in a safe place when you look at these things, because every now and then there's an idiot who decides to kill people. You know, the debate whether it was an act of terrorism. See, to me, an act of terrorism is somebody killing a bunch of people. Okay? Or the intent to kill any person. To me, that's an act of terrorism, but I understand that there's political definitions and, you know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The Miss Universe gaffe, that's kind of been making a bunch of us question how could that happen, and now they're saying that, maybe it was done on purpose as a publicity stunt. All right, this is crazy. Conspiracy theorists are saying that Steve Harvey's embarrassing slip of the tongue could have possibly been done on purpose, not by him. Apparently what happened is Miss Colombia's Ariana Gutierrez, okay, was, I believe, first runner-up. So when he said her name, and I don't know if he was looking on the teleprompter or the card, she gets crowned. She gets the flowers, everybody's happy, and he goes, wait a second, sorry, I made a mistake. And as Miss Philippines had gone back up to the stage, she, you know, looks kind of scared but excited. He goes, no, actually, the winner is, you know, Miss Philippines. He, Steve Harvey handled it as well as he could, and I have to say, Miss Columbia, class act. You know, I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're on national TV, you get crowned, you get the flowers, and they have to take the crown off her head. So she handled herself very well. But the one thing that I kind of found unique about all of this, and it's a shame that something like that, you know, had to happen, was, you know, the Miss Universe or, you know, pageant, we don't really get a lot of publicity about that anymore. It's big in Vegas, but not a lot of people were watching it. People were watching football. And now everybody's talking about the Miss Universe pageant. So, I don't want to say that this was done, you know, on purpose. I was Steve Harvey, you know, definitely in the news. And I'm not saying he looked really sorry. I really think this was a genuine mistake. But you have a lot of people going, now we have Miss Universe all in the news. We have the pageant in the news. And we have Steve Harvey in the news. I like Steve Harvey. He's a good guy. It's just, you know, it's a shame that this happened. But I got to tell you, the winner here was Miss Columbia. Miss Columbia, wow. I mean, I was very impressed with the way she handled it. And even Miss Philippines was very gracious with that as well. You know, especially, you know, having to, you know, kind of go up there after somebody lost the crown. I mean, that's tough. You know, you think behind the scenes everybody wants to rip their hair out or all that. But I got to tell you, you know, you know, it takes a lot of poise. It really does. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if it were me. I mean, see, if it were me, I probably would handle it well because, remember, I couldn't breathe. Okay, I would be so spanked up with Spanx and, sucker inners that I probably couldn't have any emotion. I would probably be also Botoxed like crazy, so nobody would be able to see any, facial expression. So I probably would have handled it well. So if you guys want to consider me for Miss Universe next year, please do. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. attention. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, many of you guys are starting to think about your New Year's resolution and you want to quit smoking. And, you know, you go, all right, we're going to quit smoking first of the month. That's what's going to happen. We're going to do it. And then a few days into it, you start to peter out. And I don't blame you. I mean, my New Year's resolution is to cut carbs. And Lord knows that lasts maybe one meal, if that. Maybe the first forkful, if that. And so I've developed a program with the American Lung Association, Southern Nevada Health District, and Steinberg Diagnostic in my neck of the woods to help people in the Las Vegas area, Southern Nevada area, quit smoking and try to make it stick. It's a free program, and we're still ironing out some of the final details, but I would like you to email us at drdahlia.com, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H, at hotmail.com. So for those of you in the Southern Nevada area, we could get you set up. We're going to have a kickoff event, get you guys as many resources and goodies as we can to make this work. You'll be getting emails from me, cheerleading you, guiding you along the way, and we make this a group effort and get the whole city involved. We may be able to get you off smoking for good. So I'm pretty excited about this. It's called New Year's New Lung. So go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, or just email us at drdahlia.com. Give me your information, roughly how much you smoke, your email, and if you're interested, okay? Don't do anything that, you know, don't give us birth dates, don't give us socials, nothing like that. I just want basics, and we'll go from there, because I want to get you guys off smoking. I don't even, you know, you don't even have to give me your real name if you don't want to, okay? All right, just whatever we could do to help you out. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the CDC is warning about syringe reuse in workplace influenza shots, meaning some of you guys getting the shots at the workplace may be, unfortunately, getting somebody else's needle. I don't know how this works. So, I guess this happened in a New Jersey company, and it sparked a massive multi-agency scramble to find out why there was a reuse of syringes for influenza vaccinations given to employees. So now, I guess the vaccine recipients are being tested for HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, as a result of contaminated syringes. This is according to a report published December 18th, issue of Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. One of the vaccine recipients noticed the syringe reuse and notified company managers about the unsafe actions of a nurse. The nurse had been hired from a contract health services company to provide employee vaccinations on September 30th, 2015. Response to this event required rapid and extensive communication and coordination again among public health partners. The subsequent full court press included, I guess, CDC and National Center for Emergency and Zoonotic Infections, etc. So that is a cluster, an absolute cluster where you see a nurse. Okay, I mean, you know, wow. I guess there was also an incident of where the shipment was sent to the home of the contract nurse where it was stored in a home refrigerator without temperature monitoring. Vaccine transport from the nurse's home to the vaccination site unmonitored, styrofoam containers with cold packs, the nurse bringing to the vaccination site multiple three-dose vials of vaccine intended for another event rather than the pre-filled single-dose syringes intended for the event in question, used by the nurse of just two syringes that happened to be in her supplies to administer vaccine to 67 employees, attempting to circumvent the potential contamination issues by wiping the syringes with alcohol and using a new needle for each subject, and then administering inadequate vaccine doses by drawing 67 doses from only two of the 10-dose vials. What is going on here? 10-dose vials, it's only 20 shots. How does she make 67 doses out of it unless she's not giving you enough, obviously? The contracted nurse voluntarily surrendered her license the following week. So the CDC consulted the New Jersey Department of Health. They emailed all 67 vaccine recipients and followed up with certified letters explaining the potential risk for bloodborne pathogens and explaining the recommended testing and vaccines. So, they say the providers should review the guy. I mean, there's vaccine storage requirements. There's cooling systems. There's, for us with our staff, they have to be very well trained. Okay, whether we use the pre-filled syringe or the multi-dose vial, once it's open, after a few weeks, we throw it out. We don't take any chances. You have to date. You have to put expiration dates. You have to date when you open the vial. You have to have so many practices set in place that it's for patient safety. That's exactly what patients deserve. So it's very, very frustrating to see somebody like this, you know, halfway it, you know, call them and say, look, we have a problem here. You know, okay, you know, we don't have enough shots. I mean, you know, by the way, for those of you guys getting the shot, look at everything. You know, I told you that when I was in medical school, we were taught not to have people faint in front of you by you sitting there drawing up the shot in front of them, and then they faint and pass out. So draw up the shot with your back to them so they don't freak out when they see you, you know, playing with the needle and, you know, kicking the little bubble out of there, you know, tapping the syringe with your finger, etc. I don't like to do that. I like to show the patient what I'm doing. And I'll ask them. I'm like, look, okay, and I'll show them everything. I'm like, look, here's a new syringe. Here's a new vial. Here's a new this. Okay, do you want to watch me draw it up, or, you know, do you want to cover your eyes? And some of them were like, no, I don't mind watching you. Or some like, can I cover my eyes? I'm like, that's fine. Just want you to see that everything's fresh. Here we go. And then we draw it up, and I really draw up most of the stuff. You know, I mean, I trust my staff, but still, I want to make sure the right amount is getting in there, etc. And it's frustrating. Extremely frustrating. So, you know, that's what the CDC is warning. There's a Baltimore woman who says her drug-sniffing dog detected her cancer. A Baltimore woman's lung cancer is in remission after she said her dog tipped her off about the disease and compelled her to go to the doctor's office. She's 53 years old, Ann Wells. 9-year-old Shepherd Lab mix Heidi would not let her owner get up anytime she would sit down. She would scratch her arm, and she was very panic-stricken, panting a lot. So Heidi started taking her nose and stuffing it in her chest and keeping it there, breathing in really deeply. Now, Heidi was professionally trained to sniff out drugs and find missing people and pets. So tests at the doctor's office revealed that Willis had lung cancer, despite the woman not having any symptoms. Her doctor, Dr. Esner Cole, an oncologist at St. Agnes Hospital in Baltimore, said that if Heidi hadn't let her owner know about the cancer, the disease likely would have metastasized and been incurable. The dog diagnosed the cancer before the doctors did. Just something to marvel at. What a good baby puppy dog. That is awesome. I believe that. I know dogs have that sense. They really do. I'm really, really amazed by that. And so, you know, that's why, guys, you got to be careful. You know, when the dogs go and sniff, you know, your groin area, you know, you're like, okay, is there something wrong with the prostate? You know, women, you know, am I going to have an abnormal pap smear? You know, you never know, you know, because dogs sniff you all the time. But, you know, when they're acting differently, I would say, you know, get your regular cancer screens anyway. But I got to tell you, lung cancer, we don't actively screen for. Yes, when you smoke, we'll offer a CAT scan, but we still don't have an official screen that's being allowed, you know, for everybody, all groups across, if you're a smoker. So, you know, maybe have your dog, you know, sniff around. Another thing about dogs, they say dogs will share their food with other dogs in an absolutely selfless manner. That's not true, because my dogs, Apollo would eat everything and not let the other dog eat. Wait. All right, but they say dogs will share their food. Centuries of domestication may have taught man's best friend to be truly altruistic to other dogs. However, what exactly underpins the dog's behavior is a mystery. The findings were conducted by scientists at the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna, prove that dogs will share food with other dogs in an absolutely selfless manner. By the way, there's a couple different ways that dogs and cats drink. Dogs slobber, cats, you know, lick up, and they make, apparently they looked at the physics behind the water coming up and how it's done. It's amazing. It's very artistic. All right. And I wish my cats and dogs followed this, because they are selfish. They eat my food. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.